Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Showtime Spanish, episode 20.
Es hora de pasar al siguiente nivel. De los ensayos al espectáculo. Que se abra el telón.
Hola, buenos días a todos y bienvenidos a este nuevo episodio de Showtime Spanish. Esta semana celebramos el final de la primera estación de Showtime Spanish. Y, como lo sabéis muy bien, esta semana tenemos un episodio de Verano Español, nuestra telenovela. Así que ya basta de información y vamos a por ello. Laura está en casa viendo la televisión. Su madre está en la cocina tratando de reparar el grifo que está goteando.
I think that's it. This tap is driving me up the wall.
What's wrong with it?
It just won't stop dripping, and I don't want a repeat of the flood we had back at home. I wonder if Teresa has a spanner. How do you say tap again?
I think it's grifo.
And what's drip?
Un goteo.
Isn't that like a drip? I mean to drip, the verb.
I guess it'll be gotear then. It's not exactly my usual vocabulary, Mum.
Oh, will you get that? My hands are covered in oil.
Diga.
Hola, soy Fiona.
Hola, pero Fiona, ¿estás hablando en español?
Sí, lo sé. Estoy practicando para cuando... For when I come to see you.
Para cuando venga a verte.
Para cuando venga a verte. That's if you still want me to come.
Yes, of course. Claro que sí. La verdad es que me muero de ganas de verte. Sorry about the other night. I just got a bit of a surprise and I know it's hardly your fault.
I've not seen Jack again. Probably better that way. Anyway, ¿qué tal todo en España?
Bien, este lugar es precioso de verdad. And I've got something else to tell you. He encontrado trabajo en una panadería.
¿Ah, sí?
Sí. ¿Te acuerdas de Estela, mi vecina? Bueno, pues resulta que ella trabaja en la panadería esta todos los veranos, así que en cuanto se enteró de que buscaban a alguien, pensó en mí.
Oh, that was a bit fast. Is Estela the girl who lives next door?
A ver. Sí. Estela es nuestra vecina y una amiga mía. Ella trabaja en la panadería. Ahora yo también trabajo en la panadería.
Muy bien. That bit I did understand.
Perfecto.
Necesito saber una cosa. Are there any other interesting people working in the bakers?
What do you mean?
Chicos.
Bueno, está Ramón.
Ajá.
Pero es Ramón. Es muy majo, pero bueno, no es que sea Brad Pitt.
¿Es feo?
No, no, es bastante guapo, pero bueno, no sé. But there was this other guy who came in yesterday, y él sí que estaba muy bueno.
Oh, Mrs. Thompson taught us that. Doesn't it mean that he was, like, really good looking?
Yeah, he was.
Laura! I'm guessing you're over Jack, then.
I'm just looking. Anyway, listen, I need to go. I'm supposed to be at work in 10 minutes.
Okay, hasta pronto.
Mom, I'm running late. I'll see you later. Estaré de vuelta a las 6.
Who was on the phone? Laura? Oh, that girl. Oh, and there's Teresa now. I guess I'll have to do this one on my own.
Iona sale de la casa para hablar con Teresa y para pedirle una herramienta para reparar el grifo que gotea.
Hola, Iona. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú, cómo estás?
Pues estoy estresadísima. Los niños me están volviendo loca. Bueno, la verdad es que Estela está bien. No hay tantos problemas. Pero mi hijo... ¡ay! Está siempre en las nubes. Hablar con él es como hablar con la pared.
Muy bien.
¡Ay, perdón!
No, it's okay. Está bien. I was wondering, we have un grifo, ¿sí?
¿Un grifo?
Sí, un grifo. ¿Goteos? You know, drip, drip.
¡Ah! El grifo gotea, pierde agua. ¿Necesitas una llave?
¿Aquí?
Una llave inglesa. ¿Cómo se llama? Un spanner.
Sí, eso es.
Espera. Ahora vuelvo. Tengo exactamente lo que necesitas.
Okay. So, I think that actually worked.
Mira, ¿es esto lo que necesitas?
Sí, gracias. Perfecto.
Y mira, te doy esto también. Es el número de un fontanero. No le conozco, pero ha hecho algunas reparaciones para mi hermana.
This is the plumber's number? ¿Un fontanero? ¿Sí?
Exacto. Por si acaso necesitas a un fontanero, ¿vale?
Muchas gracias.
No hay de qué, Iona. Para eso estamos los vecinos.
Laura y Ramón están trabajando en la panadería. Laura le cuenta a Ramón que su amiga Fiona la visitará pronto.
¿Y cuándo viene?
Pues viene pronto. Ya conocerás a Fiona.
¿Cómo dices que se llama?
Se llama Fiona. Nos conocemos desde hace, no sé, 14 años o algo así.
¿Y habla castellano?
Pues sí, habla un poco. Lo estamos estudiando las dos en el colegio.
Pero tú estás estudiando castellano. Lo hablas perfectamente.
Bueno, quizás lo hable bien, pero al escribir cometo muchos errores. Si no asistiera a clases, no tendría ni idea de cómo escribir el español.
I must practice my English. I am learning since 6 years. I still speak very bad.
¿Hablas bien?
¿Qué va? Si tuviera más tiempo, lo estudiaría mucho más.
Todo el mundo comete algunos errores. Nos pasa a todos. Pero lo importante es que yo te entiendo perfectamente.
Gracias, Laura.
Me llamo Laura, Ramón.
Perdona, Laura. Bueno, voy a buscar más croissants. Ya no quedan muchos. ¿Estarás bien?
Claro, Ramón. No creo que haya problemas. Y si por casualidad llegara un cliente, pues creo que podría atenderle.
Sí, lo sé. No quería decir... Bueno, voy a buscar los croissants.
¡Ostras! ¡Es el chico del otro día!
¡Hola, guapa!
¡Buenos días! ¿En qué puedo servirte?
¿Me pones 2 palmeras de chocolate y una baguette?
Sí, ¿algo más?
Sí. ¿Tu nombre? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Pues me llamo Laura.
Laura, ¿no? Encantado. ¿Eres nueva aquí? Uh-huh. ¿Y vives aquí en el pueblo?
Sí. Bueno, no...
A ver si te decides. Aclárate, ¿vives aquí en el pueblo o no?
Pues vivo aquí en este momento, sí.
Bueno, cuánto me alegro. Supongo que nos veremos a menudo, entonces.
Puede ser. Son 2.40 en total.
Aquí tienes.
Gracias, adiós. Y una cosa, ¿cómo te llamas?
Yo soy Ángel. Hasta mañana.
Adiós, Ángel.
Oye, ¿quieres un croissant? Acaban de salir del horno.
No, gracias, Ramón.
¿Está todo bien?
Sí, todo muy bien. Todo va sobre ruedas.
Laura acaba de volver del trabajo. Iona y Teresa están charlando en el jardín.
Hi, Laura. How did you get on?
Hi, Mom. Hola, Teresa. ¿Qué tal?
Hola, hija. ¿Qué tal en la panadería?
Bien, gracias.
I've learned a new word today. Teresa gave me a spanner. Do you know how to say spanner in Spanish?
I don't think so.
It's una llave inglesa.
There you go. Muy bien.
Hola, mamá. Ya estoy de vuelta.
¡Ay, por fin, Ángel! Ya era hora, ¿eh? Iona, Laura, ¿ya conocéis a mi hijo?
No, aún no le conozco. Pero, ¿cómo dices que se llama?
Se llama Ángel. Ángel, ven aquí, que te presento a nuestras vecinas.
¡Un momento!
¡Ahora!
¡Que ya voy, mamá!
Mira, esta es Iona y esta es su hija, Laura.
Y bueno, ¿cómo estás?
¿El hermano de Estela eres tú?
¿Ya os conocéis?
Sí, ya nos hemos visto en la panadería.
Would somebody like to tell me what's going on, please?
Mom, I'll explain everything later. No me lo puedo creer.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As someone who's working on Spanish at an intermediate level, you may also be interested in our Coffee Break Spanish magazine podcast. This is a podcast for intermediate learners, and we focus on texts, which allow you to develop your linguistic knowledge and also your cultural knowledge. We have presenters from Spain and also various parts of Latin America, so you'll be building your understanding of different accents throughout the series. Find out more about the Coffee Break Spanish magazine at coffeebreakacademy.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, to help make sure that you've understood this episode of Verano Español, I'm going to work through some questions and answers with you. To begin with then, número uno, ¿qué está haciendo Iona? Al principio, ¿qué está haciendo Iona? Bueno, al principio del episodio, Iona está tratando, she is trying, de reparar el grifo. So she's trying to repair el grifo, the tap or the faucet, que gotea. Gotear means to drip. So she's trying to repair the tap or the faucet, which is dripping. Número dos. ¿Qué le cuenta Laura a Fiona? So, what does Laura tell Fiona on the phone? Okay, see if you can work this one out. Try saying, Laura tells Fiona that she has a job in the baker's. So, in this case, Laura le dice a Fiona. Remember, you have to use the double pronoun here almost. Laura le dice a Fiona. So, Laura to her tells Fiona. Laura le dice a Fiona que tiene un trabajo en la panadería. Let's add something else to this. She tells her that she has met or she has got to know a very good-looking boy. So, she tells her, le cuenta, that she has got to know, or that she has known, que ha conocido, or conocido, a un chico muy guapo. So, she tells her that she has met a very good-looking boy. Le cuenta que ha conocido a un chico muy guapo. Número tres. La pregunta es así. Ayona habla con Teresa. ¿Qué le pide a Teresa? So, Ayona is talking to Teresa. What does she ask for from Teresa? So, we could say something like, Ayona needs a tool in order to repair the tap or the faucet. Now, the word for a tool is una herramienta. Una herramienta. It was used in the episode. So, Ayona needs a tool to repair the tap. Ayona necesita una herramienta para reparar el grifo. So, Teresa gives her a spanner. Did you pick up the word for spanner from the episode? Una llave inglesa. So, Teresa le da, Teresa to her gives, una llave inglesa. And one last bit, she also gives her the number of a plumber. So, that bit's straightforward. Le da también el número de un fontanero. Le da también el número de un fontanero. So let's put the whole answer together. Ayona necesita una herramienta para reparar el grifo. Teresa le da una llave inglesa. Le da también el número de un fontanero. Okay, let's move on. Número cuatro. ¿De qué hablan Ramón y Laura? So, what do Ramón and Laura talk about en la panadería? Well, to begin with, they talk about Fiona's visit. So, they talk about Fiona's visit. Hablan de la visita de Fiona. They also speak a little about languages. También hablan un poco sobre los idiomas. Ramón needs to practice his English. Ramón necesita practicar su inglés. O Ramón tiene que practicar su inglés. And this bit's maybe a little more complicated. He says that if he spent more time studying, he would speak it better. So you've probably recognized the imperfect subjunctive and conditional situation here. He says, dice que, if he spent more time, so if he passed more time, si pasara más tiempo studying, estudiando, he would speak it better. Lo hablaría mejor. Dice que si pasara más tiempo estudiando, lo hablaría mejor. So, question number 5. ¿Quién es el cliente que entra en la panadería? So, the customer, who is the customer who comes into the panadería? The customer is Ángel. Laura likes him a lot. So, el cliente es Ángel. Laura likes him a lot. A Laura le gusta mucho. So, remember in Spanish that needs to become to Laura, he pleases to her a lot. So, we've got to repeat the to Laura to her. A Laura le gusta mucho. And also, we could add in, she thinks he's very handsome. Piensa que es muy guapo. Y finalmente, número 6. Al volver a la casa después del trabajo, ¿qué descubre Laura? So, on returning to the home, to the house, after work, what does Laura discover? What does Laura discover? I should really know that Laura's name is Laura by this time, although it was interesting to hear that suddenly she called herself Laura for Ángel. Anyway, al volver a la casa después del trabajo, ¿qué descubre Laura? So we could say, Laura or Laura realizes that Teresa's son and Estela's brother is Ángel. So do you remember how to say to realize? To give oneself account of something, darse cuenta de que. So, Laura se da cuenta de que el hijo de Teresa y el hermano de Estela es Ángel. Laura se da cuenta de que el hijo de Teresa y el hermano de Estela es Ángel. Okay, now there are a couple of things I'd like to pick up from this episode of Verano Español. Hopefully, you've noticed lots of examples of the constructions that we've been looking at over the past few weeks. There are two things I'd like to pick up on. First of all, one is to do with the word pensar. Pensar, of course, means to think. Now, in Spanish, if you think of something, if something comes into your head, you use pensar en. Now, there's actually a beautiful Spanish song called Piensa en mí, Think of Me. And it was used in the soundtrack of the film Tacones Lejanos by Pedro Almodóvar, sung by Luz Casal on that occasion. And indeed, that song has got some very good lyrics for practicing your subjunctive, but that's a completely different story. Anyway, pensar en alguien is when you think of someone, when they come into your mind. Pensar de alguien is what you think of someone, as in your opinion about them. No pienso mucho de esa persona. I don't think much of that person. Now, if you were to say no pienso mucho en esa persona, that means I don't think much about that person. So, well, they don't come into my mind often. So if, for example, you were saying, I thought about you this morning. He pensado en ti esta mañana. But no pienso mucho de ti. I don't think much of you. So that's just a little reminder of the way in which some words in Spanish can change their meaning when they're associated, in this case, with different prepositions. Now, the other thing I'd like to cover is picking up on some of what José was talking about last week in the intermedio. He was talking about lo importante, lo interesante, and so on. He mentioned, quite rightly, that in some situations, this is followed by the subjunctive. However, in today's episode of Verano Español, we had an example of lo importante followed by the indicative. Laura said to Ramón, lo importante es que yo te entiendo perfectamente. So the important thing is that I understand you perfectly. Now here, Laura is stating a fact. She understands Ramón perfectly when he was speaking in English. So by stating a fact, she's using the indicative. The subjunctive is where there's an element of doubt normally. Compare these two scenarios. Lo importante es que vienes. The important thing is that you're coming. And lo importante es que vengas. The important thing is that you come, as in tonight, it's really important that you're here. Lo importante es que vengas. It's not clear yet whether you will actually come. So it's like saying, cuando vengas, when you come. Lo importante es que vengas. The important thing is that you do come. So with lo importante es que vienes, it's already been decided that you are coming. Whereas in the other example, lo importante es que vengas, it's not yet clear whether you are coming or not. And I hope that's clear for you. So there you have it, another episode of Verano Español and our 20th episode of Showtime Spanish. Now, as we explained last week, we're going to be taking a few weeks off to get organised for the next season of Showtime Spanish and a few other things that are happening here at Radio Lingua. So it's the beginning of May when we'll be back with more Showtime Spanish, and we hope that you take the opportunity in the meantime to get lots of practice with your Spanish. Esperamos que tengáis la oportunidad de practicar mucho vuestro español hasta que publiquemos el próximo episodio de Showtime Spanish. Venga, hasta la próxima. You'll be understood from Madrid to Bogotá, Peru, Argentina to Nicaragua. No matter where you go, you'll have amigos. Break a leg, take a bow. It's Showtime. This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.